Alan's hard drive.
Now we're.
Nice snort.
Good evening, everyone.
Oh, yeah. I'm in my basement.
I'm in my kitchen.
I'm on my futon, as usual.
I'm under Brita's futon. Shh.
Brita, he's calling from inside your house.
Call is coming from inside the house.
Yeah. I've been on the futon for quite some time now, since Mike's been sick, and now he has pneumonia.
Ooh, good times.
Yeah.
Hopefully my lovely wife won't get any of that bullshit.
No, wrapper and bubble wrap and everything.
Wrapper and bubble wrap. He does that already.
Hose her down with Lysol.
Make her a bubble person.
Does duct tape count as bubble wrap?
You put the duct tape around the bubble wrap.
Oh, but that means I have to peel off all the duct tape too. That might come off with some skin.
Well, you can use a second layer.
Okay.
Two layers.
Yeah. I'm going to make my side
of them. You need a hermetic seal.
I'm going to make a duct tape parfait.
Hermetic seal?
No hermetic sealing. You don't want to kill Mrs. Weird.
How is Mrs. Weird feeling? Pickles and ice cream yet or no?
No, not quite.
I'm waiting for something really weird, like she wants to eat chalk.
No.
You know, I've heard that about pregnant ladies. They do crazy things.
Yeah, Carolina Clay.
Mm-hmm.
She longs for her college days where they had all that nice red clay for you to snack on.
Yummy.
Okie dokie then.
Yeah, I don't know.
What? It's red clay. Hard as a bull's prick.
So is that why she's asking for it?
Okay, guys.
There is a baby inside my wife.
Hey. Let's play the music and get started.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think I'm ready for that.
Push the button.
All right. And it's another Thursday, April 4th, 2013. And it's the Squirrel Report. Howdy, everyone. That's right.
Hello.
If you fill out today in Europe, it's the same as if you fill it out in the real world.
What?
It's palindromic.
Oh,
European designation, they're dumb, so they put the day before the month.
Oh, that's right.
And they do that because they're wrong.
Yeah.
Well, they're Europe.
When I do it, I do year, month, day.
Why?
I do phase the moon.
Because it makes more sense that way.
You're not supposed to do that, Alan.
Because I got to tell you, month, day, year is kind of stupid.
Yeah, because we only say it's April 4th, 2013. So, yeah, month, day, year is real dumb.
Yeah, it is.
You nerds will fight about everything.
You could say the 4th of April, 2013.
You could.
If you're British!
If you're a damn limey, Alan!
Gah.
That's right. Why don't you go register your guns?
Nope.
And think about the queen and celebrate her birthday and then do Boxing Day.
Speaking of registering guns, there's a graphic. Did y'all see this graphic that was on Facebook? I will put the link in the chat for anybody that hasn't seen it yet because it's hilarious. It's a pants shitting hysteria. It's a graphic of Adam Lanza's home arsenal. It's devastating. And it's a picture of a bunch of shit. I mean, it's crap. There's an Uncle Mike's holster. There's this crap you get when you're like a, you know, late teenager and you're kind of into guns, but you don't know what the fuck you're doing yet. Yeah, that's what
there's
it is.
There's a kitchen knife.
Yeah.
There's like a standard issue kitchen knife.
Yeah, there's like a filleting knife and a chef's knife and a couple of steak knives. And, you know, it's like, really? And there's like maybe a few hundred rounds of ammo, you know, and it's like this devastating arsenal.
I wouldn't even quantify this as a good weekend.
No, it's not. It's, you know.
I like how they got the bullets to all line up. That's nice.
Yeah. That's some awesome photos.
It's a BB gun. Yeah. I'm like, really? It's a cheap BB gun.
It's, yeah, it's not even a good one. It's one of those. It's one of those that everybody winds up with when they're a little kid and they don't have a real gun, a real BB gun. It's that little spring-fired Crossman piece of crap. That when you, if you've ever fired one and it shoots the BB out and you can actually see the BB flying through the air and arcing down to the ground,
oh, yeah,
like immediately, because it won't go anywhere. Oh, so sad.
Did he actually have a Saiga 12?
Who knows?
Well, see, yeah, maybe.
See, that's the problem with this, is because this is some idiot's version. They went down the list of things found in the house and found what they thought looked like that and made a picture of it. So,
and they had a cold steel spear.
Yeah. So we don't know. We don't really know what the hell this is. But
I just shudder to think of what the news would read from my house. Really do, because I'll admit, I got a handful of colds. I got a cold steel kukri. I got a machete I got when I was 15.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, on top of the guns, on top of the ammo, just.
I have an 8-inch.
It would be amusing. Let's put it that way.
I have a black ceramic hog that also happens to double as a musical instrument.
Yeah, I got more crap than that that's not in the safe.
Yeah, this actually reminds me of that Thanks Rob picture that I put up on my blog ages ago.
Yeah, we're going to need a link to that.
Yeah, I'm going to dig that up.
Oh, yeah, with the cock flute.
Why does this librarian need so many knives?
Yeah.
Well,
that was funny. Yeah, Brita has more knives than that guy. That's pretty
pathetic.
Oh,
my God. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm going to need a thigh thing for a knife, by the way, for summer. Because I've been wearing skirts more,
awesome.
And I just don't know how to do a knife with a skirt, because you don't have any pockets.
Thing.
Not the calf thing.
Could you strap it to the leg?
No.
No.
It has to be like concealed.
What?
It has to be concealed. I can't.
Oh.
I'm talking about.
They make thigh holsters. They make thigh holsters for knives.
Thigh
sheaths.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd imagine Kevlar probably.
Yep. And just so you know, the Latin word for sheath is the same word for vagina.
It is. It's vagina.
And the Latin word for sword is the same word for cock.
those filthy Latins.
Damn Latin. Just ask Dan Quayle.
Actually, I believe gladius was both for a Roman sword and for specifically an erect penis.
Awesome.
Because you're gladius to see me. I'm sorry.
I sure am, Jay.
Oh, shit. Yeah, the thanks, Rob. Yeah, see, Weird's got a more devastating arsenal than.
It was just fun. I just went through. That's all. I just went through and just picked out all the random shit I just had laying around in my basement.
What is that tiny little knife? Is it a? Little bayonet?
That's a K-bar pistol bayonet.
Yep.
Oh, that's so funny.
What the?
Yes, several of these items used to be in Jay's ownership.
Cool.
And the more cowbell. More cowbell.
I think all women should have thigh sheaths for their knives.
Yeah.
Women do have thigh sheaths.
You know what I mean.
I mean.
What?
That tends to be where they keep them. Like, right next to it, at least.
Ugh.
Right next to it.
Weird needs an anatomy lesson.
Participate in chat.
I'm a biologist! I took care of anatomy! You can trust me, I'm a doctor.
Oh, God. And, well, let's get started. Hey, we got...
we have topics.
Our gaffe of the week.
It's a doozy.
Two of them, from the same person.
Yeah, this Diane DeGette.
It's pronounced douchebag.
Oh, is that what it must be? That must be the French pronunciation.
It's pronounced her
partner.
This is another classic shoulder thing that goes up instance, I think. Yeah, I think this will go down in...
Actually, I think I can play this. Hang on, let me...
And just very briefly, to your last question, what's the efficacy of banning these magazine clips? I will tell you, these are ammunition. They're bullets. So the people who have those now, they're going to shoot them. And so if you ban them in the future, the number of these high-capacity magazines is going to decrease dramatically over time because the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
Bless her heart.
In all fairness, she does sound like she's on drugs.
She does. She sounds drunk or something. That's what I thought.
She's drunk with power.
This is a perfect example of that Dunning-Kruger thing. She's so stupid. She thinks she's smart.
Well, most people who are incredibly stupid think that they're just above average.
Well, yeah, she thinks she's the most brilliant. She's the same one that laughed and told the old guy that was asking how he was going to defend himself. She said, "Call the police, but you'll probably be dead anyway."
I know. That to me is more shocking than this magazine thing. Yeah,
which is kind of the whole point.
I shouldn't be surprised at how they hold us in such contempt. You know, I shouldn't be surprised, but it always just to hear someone say that out loud. And I watched the video, and she said it with a smirk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she was smirking. I would have smacked her.
This one seems to be getting a little bit more play than the Carolyn McCarthy shoulder thing that goes up comment. And it's just, but it's one of those prime examples of these are the people who are passing gun control laws, and they don't even know the most basic idea of how guns work or what's going on. And so, is it any wonder why their laws are completely pointless?
Well, you can take it even further. You know, this is not just guns they're completely ignorant about. They're completely ignorant about everything.
Right.
We just happen to realize they're ignorant about guns because we know about it. All the other shit we don't know anything about that they're up there prattling on about, they're also completely wrong about.
I think it's a trend, though. You know, didn't Barack Obama just declare himself scientist in chief this week?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And also to give a hat tip to Jay, since both him and I are both also, you know, vehicle geeks. All I'm going to say is the CAFE standards. That's another prime example of gun control-like idiocy. Is the, hey, let's make all cars in America get 75 miles to the gallon.
Right.
If we demand it, they'll do it.
55 miles per gallon is the new fleet average.
Yeah, it's
so
insane.
So for every pickup getting 20 miles per gallon, you have to have some magical unicorn vehicle that gets 90 miles per gallon?
Right. And don't even get me started on the gasoline formulations the EPA is demanding that cannot be made.
Yes, oil and water do not actually mix.
The EPA is demanding the refineries make gasoline blends that are impossible to make, and then they're going to fine states for not making it. It's stupid.
Yeah. Your unicorn urine. Yeah, blend.
I got sent to prison for obeying the laws of physics.
Yeah, it's crazy. But these are the people that are in charge of this shit. And, you know, it goes back to the whole, you know, the government. Somebody, I forget who it was, but somebody very smart said that, you know, it didn't used to matter so much because the government was such a small part of everyone's life. It almost, you know, most people didn't interact with the government so much at all, you know. And so if there were stupid people elected to office, they really couldn't do much damage, you know, other than, you know, hiring their cousin or, you know, stealing some money and stuff like that. You know, they really couldn't do much to really fuck up the economy. But now, you know, now the government's such a huge part of the economy and such has their fingers in everything. And these idiots are running around legislating and creating laws about stuff they haven't the slightest clue about. And they're doing some real damage.
Well, I mean, you can't blame them. I mean, come on. They went all the way to law school but figured out that the bar exam was a little too hard to pass. So what else were they going to do? This is really affirmative action for dumb lawyers. By the way, what law school did she go to? I don't even need to ask if she's
she has a degree in civil. I can't remember. Civil rights or something.
Oh, basket weaving. The international basket weaving law.
Yeah. Something like that. I don't know. I looked her up today on Wikipedia.
And, so she doesn't have a law degree?
No, she does. Yeah.
Okay, good. Oh, so it's like civil rights law or something like that.
Civil rights law. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And so and she's fighting against civil rights, evidently.
That's like the law equivalent of women's studies or something.
Kinda. Yeah. Actually, the ACLU came out about something with gun control today about how
they did
background checks.
I was surprised by that. Yeah.
Well,
somebody's got skin in that game.
It's not so much that they're against background checks; they're against the government retaining the data from the check.
Yeah. Yeah.
They
see the writing on the wall for that one.
Right. Well, yeah, they're not, come on, it's the ACLU. They know that once the government gets a hold of data, they're not giving it up, and they're going to use it against whoever. So it's not that they give a shit about background checks. They just don't want the database thing going on, which they will.
Plus, again, let's not forget, everyone who's speaking out in favor of background checks has spoken out in favor of door-to-door confiscation of firearms.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's the goal. That's what they want.
That is the sole goal. Just like the, now I'm forgetting who had the compromise statement was saying, look, let's just come up with a way to we can mandate background checks, but let's take it completely out of the hands of the government and the FFLs, which frankly is what bloggers have been talking about for ages. And whether or not you're for it or against it, I think that the legislation be brought out just so you can see how much they will fight to make sure that this doesn't happen, because they don't give a flying fuck about background checks.
Where was it? What state was it? Was it Connecticut where they tried to introduce a law strengthening penalties for like felon in possession or something like that, and they voted it down?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, yeah, because you got to let the criminals free.
The real point.
The time is now 9:18.
It's nothing to do with keeping guns out of the hands of criminals. It has to do with punishing the law-abiding gun owners so that they give up.
Yep, that's exactly
it. You make the process so difficult and so fraught with peril and so likely to turn you into a felon that you say, you know what, it's not worth it.
Well, they did the same thing in Connecticut they did in New York. They created a bill in secret, and then they passed it at 2:30 a.m. And from what I've seen, there's some provisions in it that are completely impossible. You know, it's like
registering magazines.
Well, there's some provision. There's a particular provision in the law about the background check that actually violates federal law. So FFLs, it would be illegal for FFL to do a background check for a transfer like that is specified under the Connecticut state law.
So obviously you can't do any more transfers. That is absolutely a feature, not a bug.
Yeah,
you can't convince me otherwise.
Nope.
Yeah, no, it's just like, yeah, Chicago never had a handgun ban. They just said you need to have a specific license to own a handgun. And they fired the person who was running the office and unplugged the telephone and said, yep, call this number if you want to buy a handgun.
Yeah.
Or the one they're doing now in Illinois, where they're going, the Seventh Circuit Court? I forget which court. The one that said that they have to allow concealed carry?
Yeah.
And the legislators are now like, yeah, we don't have to do that.
Yeah, they're just going to disobey federal law.
Well, they're going to disobey the judge.
Yeah. Well,
which, you know, let's see what's going to happen after that. You know, geez. I mean, yeah. Judges are more jealous of their prerogatives than senators are. You know, they will even a judge that didn't agree with concealed carry would be all over that shit just because how dare you go against the ruling of a judge?
Ah, gotta love it.
Yeah, but at least we won't have any magazine clips that are disposable.
That's.
By the way, I have a ton. I mean, as a collector of antique military firearms, I have a ton of clips.
I do too.
And I think it would be very, very useful to have a magazine that would feed them into the gun.
You know,
weld them all together.
In a way, magazines. At least so far as the AR-15, they are kind of disposable in their design. You know, I mean, the idea is a cheap stamp sheet metal box that, you know, when you're on the battlefield, you shoot it and you throw it away. You ain't going to go back and pick that son of a bitch up and reload it.
Well, actually, yeah, talk to a combat vet. They actually may beg to differ.
You think?
Yeah, I actually heard an interview with a combat marine, and they actually asked him that question: Is do you go back and pick up your magazines? And they said, well, if the area is hot and bad, you know, you're just going to drop your magazines and keep on running.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. You're not going
to it's one of those like as soon as the fight is over, they absolutely go back and police up all the magazines they can because, you know. God damn it! Those things are kind of useful and necessary, and it's much easier to pick them up off the dirt, shake the sand out of them, and refill them than wait for a resupply.
Hey, we got a caller.
No way.
Yeah, way.
Is it me?
No, it's from Fredericksburg, Texas. Texas. Hello.
Greetings, caller.
Howdy.
You're on the air.
Howdy.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I was just going to make the comment that...
who is this?
What's up? Oh, this is Chris.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Well, from now on, your name is Frederick from Fredericksburg, because that's just cooler.
Works for me.
Okay.
All right.
Chris from Chrisburg.
I was just going to make the comment that this lady's little screed there sounded a lot more like either ignorance or stupidity than actual... you know, evil, I guess. Because, you know, not having, like, say for me, I don't have any kind of fucking clue how radar systems and radios and all this other shit works. But, so I can kind of forgive her for not knowing how.
Yes, but would you speak on it? Would you speak on it knowing that you did not exactly know the details?
Absolutely not, and that's what
Would you attempt to legislate knowing that you didn't exactly know the details?
Not a chance, and that's
the evil
that I will never understand.
That is the evil there.
I wouldn't vote on something like that without a more informed opinion, much less attempt to create policy or anything like that.
Yeah, but that's the evil. That she probably walks around thinking, well, I don't really know so much about this. I know a little bit, enough to talk about it. No, honey, you don't. And you know, the evil is that she's you know, attempting to force, you know, I don't use the word evil lightly either. You know, it's like a big deal. But yeah, that's pretty evil to like know you're ignorant about something. And then want to force people to do your bidding anyway.
But still think that your opinion somehow is more relevant than, say, the folks that know a hell of a lot more.
Sure. It's arrogant and evil. It's terrible.
Okay. Well, I can agree with that. I was also going to do one other thing while I was on the line with y'all that might be a little bit unusual, and that is I'm going to say something nice about the ATF.
Okay, go for it.
All right.
I'm waiting with bated breath.
Oh, yeah. No. It's shocking, I know. about 2 years ago, my apartment got broken into, and I had a couple of handguns stolen. One of them was my carry gun, which is my Springfield 1911. I'd basically written it off as, you know, lost and forgot all about it and went on with life until about a week ago when the ATF office in San Antonio called me and told me that they had my my 1911 in a group of guns that they were going to destroy. They'd seized them in some raid or other. I don't know where. I didn't really care about the details. And got it back, but they ran the numbers one more time, and it finally came back to me.
Oh, wow. And
2 days ago, they gave me my gun back.
Wow.
I'm shocked.
That's great. Nice.
Yeah.
And that's a great story.
And the agent that was doing it seemed, you know, happy as he could be to give him my gun back.
Aw. This is like one of those stories when somebody's cat comes home after two years.
This is
yeah. Wonderful.
This is
good for you. Congratulations.
This is man bites dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody, did you sing, giving your gun back.
Did you sing Reunited? Because I've been singing it in my head. And it feels so good. Go ahead, sing it with me.
I actually did a little bit, yeah.
By the way, Chris, since I'm a 1911 geek and Springfield 1911 is far too vague, I need some more details.
This is an old Springfield. It was a GI model that I bought back when I was still working at the Nimitz Museum in Fredericksburg, which is the World War II museum over there. So I wanted the one that was all, you know, stocked the way it looked in World War II. And then as I started trying to carry it, I realized just how far we've come in 1911 development since World War II.
Yep.
So I threw a few things like an ambidextrous safety on there and stuff like that because I'm left-handed, but it still has the tiny-ass little sight.
I was going to say, usually that's the first thing that got changed.
I had to paint the front. Well, it doesn't have the dovetail cut in the slide, so changing the sights out is a pain in the ass. But I did
turn Loctite's
the
for.
Effort of... Of painting the front sight yellow, so at least it shows up a little bit better. But no, it's still very much a bog standard 1911. But I'm very, very glad to have it back.
Nice.
So is it now, Parkerized or blue?
Parkerized.
Oh yeah, love me that working man's finish.
It's nice. I wish more people made, you know, modern 1911s with the good sights and, you know, all the safeties and all the fancy shit on them, but with just the slab-sided slide. Because everybody, it seems, wants to put, you know, the big, huge front serrations and everything else on them, and I think they look like shit. I just like the regular kind.
I like the front serrations, though, because I like to do the press check from the front serrations, but yeah, that's just me.
I do, too.
Well, I see their purpose, but, you know,
I won't lie. Outside of the double diamond stocks, which are mandatory on all of my 1911s, that's about the only GI feature that I like on them.
Yeah. So, and you know, it's a good gun. I like it. I can't wait to, because it stole a holster too, so I'm gonna have to get another holster. But I can't wait to start carrying it again.
Cool.
So.
Well, yay. But that's anyway, a great story.
It's too bad nobody makes holsters for 1911s.
Yeah, it's going to be a pain in the ass to find them. You know, after the easy time that I had finding a holster for an M&P 45, finding a holster for a 1911 is going to be just torture.
Tell me, when you got the phone call from the ATF about your gun, that they had your gun and you were going to get it back, did you, like, do anything unmanly, like a little happy dance or...
As a matter of fact, fist pump kind of thing.
Pee a little. just a couple of drops.
I was at work and I got the call and they actually left a message and said, you know, this is so and so from the ATF office in San Antonio. Please call me back at this number.
Oh, so I'd be nervous.
What did I do wrong? I'm going to wind up in jail for something, you know.
It's the gunny equivalent of looking at the cop behind in the rearview mirror, you know.
Yeah, it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
But when the guy said, you know, we've got this gun with this serial number, and it came back to you. Did you sell this gun? Did you do anything else with it? And I was like, no, it got stolen from me, thinking, you know, great, this gun was found at like a murder scene, and I'm going to jail because I was the last owner of it and all this other stuff. But he said, oh, yeah, it was in a lot that was going to be destroyed, but I ran the numbers again, and it finally came back in the NCIC database to this number. So we've got your gun. If you've got the box for it or have some proof that it's yours, you can come pick it up.
Cool.
So, yeah, I do a happy dance.
Good.
Very
that
nice.
Is awesome. Yeah, and to be fair to the ATF, you know, while we do have, you know, Eric Holder and his goons at the top, Most of them are just your standard issue cop, and they're actually looking to do good things.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't ask a whole lot of questions about where they found it or anything like that. This guy was very, very happy, it seemed, to get it back to me. So yeah, there's at least one good guy in the ATF.
Did you check it for a tracking device?
I tore it down because it got stolen the day after a range trip, and I hadn't had a chance to clean it. So it hadn't been cleaned in 2 years, and it kind of showed. I've never seen a cleaning patch come out of a pistol that black before.
Oh dear! Wow.
It was kind of humid, so it got a little bit gunky. But I cleaned it up, and so far I haven't found the tracking chip. So. Unless they've managed to, you know, melt down a piece of the frame and stick it in there and then rebuild it, I don't think there's.
You're supposed to take it to Mexico now.
Well, apparently I'm supposed to sell it to the cartels.
Right.
So they're going through middlemen now, which is
eliminating the middlemen.
Well, it's deregulation.
It's sequestration.
Okay.
Deregulation from a Democratic administration? I don't think so.
And by the way, if you want to see a patch come out blacker, you need to go shooting with Jay because his 1911 is eating nothing but Tula ammo.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Dirty.
No, I don't even run that shit down there. I tried to box it out once, and I had a feeling that the bullets were having a hard time making it all the way to the end of the barrel. And it smelled worse than my AK did after running the cheap ammo through it, so I gave up on that.
Cool.
Oh, but it's nice because it shoots like more sparks than an 80s music video.
It does. I'll give it that.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling, Chris.
Sure thing. Y'all have a good one.
Bye.
Thanks, Chris.
Bye.
Well, that was a happy story.
That was. That was good.
And our call-in number, should you want to call in, and I know you all do, 27 people in chat. So
I know, 27.
Pick up the damn phone. 214-530-0036.
By the way, that story could have gone worse, as I know someone who got a lockbox stolen from their house with a Browning high power in it, and the dipshit who stole the lockbox decided that they were going to drill out the lock and put a nice, neat drill hole right through the Browning high power.
Oh! Derp.
I thought he was going to say that it was in. I was with Chris. I thought they were going to say it was, you know, found in a murder. We need you to, you know.
That's right. Where were you on June 15th, 2012?
What's nice is it sounds like the front sight wasn't ground off, which means it hurt more when the ETF agent stuck it up the guy's ass.
Okay, moving on. Since apparently we have a bunch of shy listeners who are too afraid to call. Little babies too afraid to call.
We have nothing we have no topic though.
Yeah, we do.
No,
we have lots of topics. I wanted to talk about that the kid. The kid.
Could you be a little more specific, please?
The one that's been going around, the 15-year-old girl standing up and talking at some city council meeting or something.
No, it's the in front of the Maryland legislature about the in front their of gun Maryland. Control.
All right, that one.
Right.
So I know a lot of people are like, yay, she's awesome and woohoo. But, you know, my first thought was, you know, we don't like it when the Democrats parade children around in front, you know, for their little pet things. And, you know, I'm kind of thinking that, you know, a 15-year-old kid, no matter how eloquent they are, or no matter how nice they you know, presentable they are. And no matter how much I how much I agree with what they say, they're still a kid. And you know, just putting on my I'm not a hypocrite hat, you know, if we're not going to let the Democrats, or if we're going to call them on using kids like that, then we kind of have to look at ourselves and say, hey, you know what? Why are we using kids for PR? And that's really what this is. I mean, it's, you know, there was a whole lot of people in that meeting that had, you know, basically the same thing to say. And
thank you for using up all my points, Alan.
All right. Well, then you use them.
All right. I put this up on Facebook, and I've been seeing this video all over Facebook, all over the gun blogs, whatever. And I just took issue with it, that my thinking is that she's 15 years old. She shouldn't be up there being, like, shoved in front as the poster child for this, you know, pro-gun thing. Because we complain about, you know, Barack Obama used children to make his gun control point. So I just think that if we have certain rules, like don't involve children in legislation kind of rule. I think it should go both ways. And I said something on Facebook, and it was kind of an interesting discussion because everybody disagreed with me. I was like, okay. And But I understand that, you know, she's a very educated girl. She's very smart. She wrote this thing herself with big words at 15. Oh my gosh. And she got up and she was brave enough to stand up in front of the legislature and testify. And good on her for being willing to do that. Good for you, honey. But I don't think that she should have been used in that way. And people are protesting that. Oh, no. Who's saying she's being used? She wouldn't let herself be used. And my point is she's being used after the fact. She got up there, probably of her own free will, that sort of thing. But she's being used after the fact. Because there were lots of other people who testified in front of the Maryland legislature. And people, probably minorities, probably women, probably all saying the exact same thing she said in front of the legislature. Probably just as eloquently. And yet, the video that gets passed around the internet is a 15-year-old girl. That's my point. That it could have been anyone. But we're passing around, we, meaning the gun blog, gun community, we're passing around this video of a 15-year-old girl saying, rah, 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 yay, she's great. And yes, she is. However, I don't think, you know, it's right to push her out front just because she's a kid. I don't think I understand it's optics, right? It's optics. Everything is optics. Look at this girl. You know,
identity politics.
Right. You know, oh, you know, I saw somebody say, oh, idea is so simple a kid could get it. Or, you know, it's not just old white men who shoot or whatever. But she's being used after the fact. That's my issue with it. And I know a lot of people disagree because, yes, she is great. I agree. She's terrific. And I hope she gets a scholarship. And I hope, you know. But I don't think children should be involved in political maneuvering in any sort of way. I think they should be protected from that.
We have callers now.
Oh, yay!
Excellent.
Yes! All right.
And first up is Jason.
Good evening, everybody.
Hello, Jason. Care. Yeah.
What time is it?
It is 9:39 p.m. Yes, that was my call today.
Well, I didn't know I could only have one.
9:39 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
What is it in American time?
I don't know.
Brita, I know I'm going into dangerous territory here, but I'm going to have to respectfully disagree with you.
Okay, good. Bring it.
All right, the reason that having this 15-year-old girl who did an excellent job as being a spokesperson here is because it works. Since the 94 gun ban, mm-hmm. I've always said the Republicans and the pro Second Amendment have been trying to fight by Marcus of Queensbury rules, and we're facing off against street fighters. And I think if we're really going to win on this, that we're going to have to start adopting some of their tactics. And if that means bringing out the children, playing the victim card, all of that, I think we're really going to have to do that. We're playing against dirty politicians. We're going to have to get down and get dirty too.
Yeah, but the problem with that is it works for them. It doesn't work for us.
Yeah. Well, that's because we're not as good at doing
it. It's not that we're good or bad at it. It's that they have an overwhelming advantage in the media. And the vast majority of the people will never see our spin on that. And they'll just come back and say, oh, you're just a hypocrite now. You know, it's like,
well,
it's,
I'm going to disagree on that, because look at how the quote unquote mainstream media, newspapers, television and all, has been declining as people's primary source of news. And when it comes to the internet, more people are getting their news today from Twitter and from Facebook than they are from the New York Times or even Fox News.
No, they're getting their news from the Daily Show.
Jon Stewart.
Mm-hmm. Jon Stewart.
And from you know, Saturday Night Live, and from, you know, Leno. That's where their news is coming from.
You know, I was actually surprised that, speaking of the news, I'm actually surprised the media hasn't found this girl and started tearing her down yet. I mean, they probably haven't, because the Maryland bill is going through. But,
you know. Yeah, they don't
have to worry about it. Yeah, they don't have to worry about it. But, you know, it's like, I just, putting a kid out front for some sort of cause is just opening them up for things that a kid shouldn't have to deal with. No matter how educated, no matter how poised or well-spoken, you know. I mean, I'm all for, like, kids going out and being pro-gun. You know, be pro-gun to your friends, and, you know, start a blog, start, you know, whatever. I think that's terrific. But putting kids in front of a camera, in front of, like, using kids to maneuver politically, for me, just, it's problematic.
Well, what about using someone of a different race?
That'd be great.
Maneuver politically.
That's fine, as long as they're adults.
Of a different race, like, say, the NRA hiring the black guy to be their spokesperson.
He's an adult.
Would you be as offended for that as you are this?
He's an adult. Why is nobody getting this point that she's a child? She's 15 years old.
Who is going to be an adult growing up in the world that we're making for her now? So
right,
I think she does have a say in this.
Okay, she can have a say all she wants, but I'm saying just don't use her as a political pawn. That's my point. And I'm not saying that she was I wasn't saying that she was being pushed into testifying, because she was very passionate on the subject, and you know, I'm sure she wanted to. But I'm saying after the fact, when the video came out, the video got passed around, she's suddenly the internet superstar for pro-gun issues. And I think that's wrong.
I think it was about 8 or 10 years ago, there were some video being passed about from a girl about the same age in Canada. I think she referred to the government as people who know better than us. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really hear a lot of passion against them using that there. I'm kind of thinking this one kind of along in the same way.
Okay.
And the thing is, she makes sense. And most importantly, like y'all were saying before, she does put a different face on who gun owners are, on who Second Amendment supporters are. Just like Mr. Noir does with the NRA.
Right, and yeah.
Those are the things, right? I mean, Jim Carrey and Bloomberg can put all the redneck hillbillies they want to on YouTube, but as long as we can show that it's not that's not the face of the new gun owner now.
Right, I mean, but do you not agree that there probably were also adult women testifying in front of the Maryland legislature?
Mm-hmm.
And probably saying the exact same things that she was?
Well, and we saw those a couple of weeks ago when Amanda Collins was testifying in front of the Colorado legislature. Unfortunately, we're living in a soundbite society, and you need new soundbites all the time. This
yeah, children aren't soundbites. Children aren't soundbites.
That's perfect.
I'm just passionate about, you know, when you're an adult, you can, you know, I don't know. I just don't understand why people are having a hard time understanding. My point is that she's a child, and, you know, let her be a kid and let her have her anonymity. I got online and I had, in 2 minutes, I had her name and I had her home address in 2 minutes. And I thought, what if some crazy anti-gunner found her online and looked her up and there she is? Okay?
And those are the types. Shot to death because she's a damn good shot.
I agree with Jay there. It sounds like.
All right.
Like,
okay.
They would be biting off a little more than they could chew.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for calling, Jason.
What about the 11-year-old in New Jersey?
We got more callers lined up. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye. And we've got your buddy, the gun enthusiast.
All right.
My buddy, the gun enthusiast.
That's right.
Your buddy.
He's everybody's buddy.
Everybody's buddy.
Greetings, humans.
Hiya.
Humans, hey. I'm not so sure. I've been sick.
So I find myself kind of agreeing with Brita on this topic, mostly because
one person agrees.
Why bother? Because it's, you know, it's not the first time a kid has gotten up to speak in front of the legislature, even if they've written it themselves and stuff. Mm-hmm. The thing is, it doesn't change anybody's mind. You know, the people that are on the same side as the girl, they all cheer for her. Oh, look at her. Isn't she great? She does a good job. But people that oppose her views completely discount her because she's 15 years old.
Right.
And has no credibility. I would far prefer seeing an eloquent, competent woman or a judge or somebody else that is quotable and has some type of authority behind them stating facts that would then be credible. Well, because 15-year-olds are cute. They're not credible.
Right. Well, there's okay. Also the fact that the, you know, the Democrats use kids for this kind of thing all the fucking time, and they're completely cynical about it. And
you see, I see a difference between the way Democrats use kids and the way Republicans do. Republicans like to put up smart kids to do exactly what that girl was doing, speaking eloquently on a topic that conveys an opinion. Democrats use children as human shields. Barack Obama just lined those kids up on the stage so that the people in the audience would not be able to, in clear conscience, ask the difficult question, you know? Wouldn't want to say something that would be offensive to a 7-year-old, you know?
Right. Oh, so, I agree completely. But I also think that using knowing the way Democrats use children like that, then if people like, you know, on the opposite side of them use children, the Democrats, you know, they're going to see it the same way. I mean, the Democrats, liberals have a very specific worldview, and you know, they see whatever you do, they're just they assume you're doing it for the same reasons they would do it, right?
Right.
So they see, you know, they parade kids to use them, you know, the way they use them, and they're seeing a kid, you know, being used, you know, against them, and they're going to assume it's the same thing. Well, the reason we have a kid up there spouting this stuff off is because, you know, what are you going to do? You know, disagree with a kid? I mean,
right.
You know, it's the same kind of thing.
So there's no chance that she decided that she wanted to speak on her own.
I'm sure she did.
Yeah. But I'm saying
it doesn't sound that way.
I'm sure. Well, I don't know.
What I'm hearing is somebody put her up to it.
Maybe they did.
Whether they did or not doesn't really matter. I'm certainly not saying that. What I'm saying is that testifying in a state committee like that is no place for children.
Even ones that have skin in the game, who could be affected by the legislation?
They're children.
That's what I'm saying. I'm seeing a kid participating in the political process, which is what they're taught in school.
No, they're not. it's what you wish they were taught in school.
Jay, do you think her testimony actually changed any minds?
No.
No. She got up and she was very eloquent, and she may have written the thing herself, but really she was not saying anything that wasn't like already a pro-gun soundbite. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it was like she had, it was like she went on to the gun blogs and picked out little catchphrases to say.
Right. The top 10, you know.
Yeah. And it was like, but my point remains is that there were lots of people who testified in front of the legislature, and yet she is the video that keeps getting passed around because she's a kid, because of the optics.
If I can chime in, let me split the difference on this a little bit. Is it's kind of like, you know, I've got my crusade against the TSA, and The TSA is 100% a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Now, that's all you really technically need. But let's face it, if people gave a flying fuck about the Fourth Amendment, we'd never have the TSA in the first place. So instead, it's better to focus on how incompetent they are and the fact that they can't catch a cold. And it's the same idea as this. She made an absolutely great speech. All of her points were valid. I really don't think anyone pressured into her, especially not the same way as, you know, the kids reading the letters to President Obama.
Right.
That were just, you know, cutesy and stupid and all that. And, you know, just somebody just said, here, let's, as a class project, let's write some letters about gun control and, you know, peppered them with some talking points and things like that to make it go through. It's one of those. I don't think it was wrong what she did. I don't think that it was bad, and I don't necessarily see her as being exploited. But let's face it, she's not going to change any minds. What we need to do is instead go for how short-sighted and stupid all of these laws are.
Okay.
Yeah, I if she's not going to change anybody's mind, then why put her out there to be a target?
Well, why should anybody then?
She's a child.
Right, and that actually is a real concern. I think I remember seeing something on the news about some kid that did the same kind of speech, but it was about bullying. And he ended up getting horribly assaulted after it. And I can't remember when that happened. I'll have to Google that up. But, yeah, it's a risk. I mean, putting themselves out there like that, especially when it goes as viral as it does.
Right.
I mean, it's a real risk.
Well, there's a reason why newspapers don't report the name of child victims of things and even, in a lot of cases, child criminals. I mean, because they're children. We don't let children participate in a lot of things. We don't let them vote. We don't let them, you know, there's all kinds of things you can't do because they're children. And to me, this just comes down to another, you know, it doesn't matter how eloquent she is or how smart she is or anything like that. She's 15 years old and she needs to, You know, whoever let her, you know, speak was, you know, I just think it was a mistake. You know, that's my opinion, damn it.
Well, I'll split the difference and say it was a mistake for letting her speak or go through with all that. But I definitely agree that we could have been better served, you know, elevating somebody else.
Right. Let's have that female sheriff from North Carolina say exactly the same thing. It could be the same words from the same speech. I'd rather have a judge say it. I'd rather have a sheriff say it.
You know, who's one of the most eloquent test, you know, makes some of the most eloquent testimony is Susanna Hopp.
Yep.
And she's a female, and she gives, you know, a different view of gun owners to the world. But she's an adult, and she knows, you know.
And she's also one of the big things. I mean, that's another thing that people parade out is they have all the, you know, the victims. I mean, like the greatest example is Joan Peterson of the Brady campaign, who always fucking brings up her sister every fucking chance she can. And her sister was killed with a shotgun, which is not, you know, which is not in any of these legislations and anything. And it was by a felon and a domestic abuser, yada, 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 yada. But for some strange reason, her sister is relevant to magazine bans and assault weapons and concealed carry bans, which concealed carry was illegal in, you know, at the time of her sister's death. But God forbid we say bullshit, because then she says, "Oh, you're going to trample on my sister's grave." But meanwhile, Susanna Hupp is talking about her parents who got killed in front of her, and killed in front of her because of some bullshit, you know, anti-gun laws.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, that's absolutely where we need to go.
Her testimony, I firmly believe that her testimony was the single major factor in getting concealed carry in Texas. The fact that she could testify and say that she had her gun in her vehicle and she mm-hmm. left it there because it was illegal for her to carry it inside the cafeteria.
Why is she not running for Texas governor?
Because she's not stupid and she doesn't want to.
she's not corrupt.
Yeah.
as a stepping stone to president, because I would crawl over broken glass to vote for her.
Yeah, well. The problem is that the electoral process selects for the people you don't want to be in office. Yeah. Oh, anyway.
Though, to be fair, and to talk about Texas politics, how about that Ted Cruz?
Yeah,
Ted Cruz.
Oh man.
Yeah, you know,
Ted Cruz is the Scott Brown I attempted to elect.
Sarah Palin endorsed him pretty early too. In the Senate race, so woohoo! Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
And we got more people lined up.
Hooray for more callers!
We're gonna go over today.
Well, no way! That's it.
Take it.
Hang up on everybody.
This is area code 360 Olympia, Washington, but I think it's probably not
Olympia, Hawaii.
Yeah.
Olympia, Hawaii.
Hi, Bradley.
How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
I agree and disagree with Brita on this. I think she should have spoke, and I think she was an eloquent speaker and beautiful speaker. I think the problem happens, at least from my opinion, is how the pro-gunny community immediately spammed every form of media with her and, you know, tried to say, look, here's a young woman saying what we've been saying, so obviously everything the Democrats are saying are wrong. And that's what the Democrats do to us all the time. They find one person to prove a point and completely miss everything else.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. If she wanted to speak and she was passionate about speaking, then who am I to stop her, right? But I think all of the after-the-fact stuff, where she was just, she's all over the internet now.
All right, I'll agree with you on that.
That's my thing.
100%.
I do see a big difference, though, between her speaking And what the Democrats love to do is have the kids there as, you know, like flags or posters around them when they're signing a bill or talking about a bill. You know, at least here, the pro-gun community, us, found someone to speak. You know, not we're surrounded with kids saying what we're saying.
The Democrats use kids as window dressing.
Yeah, they do. Well, yeah. they use everybody as window dressing. Remember the Obamacare, you know, where they were, you know, they lined up, they invited doctors to come stand behind Obama, and
except they weren't doctors, they were just dipshits who were issued lab coats.
Right, and they had lab coats there to and they were like, here, wear a lab coat, and people were like,
you don't look doctory enough.
People are like, I never wear a lab coat. What the hell, you know? And they do the same thing every time there's some, you know, crime bill or something. They get the cops to line up behind them. In fact, there was a big flap. Brita?
Uh-oh. She got eaten out of one of the cats.
Brita's gone Atari.
Yeah, Brita went. Yeah, she's silent. Anyway, there was a big flap in Colorado where the Democrats were looking for Denver cops to line up behind Obama for this gun control speech, and a lot of Denver cops were like, you know what, we don't agree with this shit. Why, you know, what are you, why are you making it look like we're behind you? Because we're not. You know, I'm sure some are, but you know.
And then the union said, yes, you are.
Yeah, exactly.
I did like, though, that the Colorado Sheriff's Association or something like that released a press release saying, no, we don't agree with that, and here's why, and you know, all this gun control BS.
Yep. Uh-oh, Brita? Uh-oh, Cylon and Brita. Oops.
On an amusing side story is a buddy of mine bumped into me in the lab when they were having me do some menial tasks, and I was wearing my lab coat. He looked at me, looked at my lab coat, and said, take that thing off. You ain't fooling anyone.
Halloween was 6 months ago.
Well, I thought Alan would really appreciate this. Right before I leave the island, I finally finished my 300 black belt, so I'm ready to go back, and I've got a decent rifle that
awesome.
I won't end up at my dad's.
Cool. Congratulations. I'm still working on mine.
Well, have you put in your paperwork like for the SBR?
I don't even have the lower yet. I don't have the lower. I'm a barrel. I don't have anything. I'm totally. I've got stuff.
Got a pistol grip.
I got stuff on order all over the place. You know, I got a parts kit and a pistol grip. I got a Magpul stock.
Really?
I do. I have one. I got like.
You can make money on that.
I have one lower, and I got two more on order, and I got one freaking parts kit. I swear I had another one around here somewhere, but I cannot find it anywhere.
I have two on order from Stag.
It's like, yeah, exactly.
And another one from Brownells.
Any paperwork on a SBR or a silencer, because, you know, I'm in Hawaii and they hate us here.
Yeah, they do.
But once I get to Washington State,
yeah,
it's on like Donkey Kong.
But that,
and I know it'll be like a year wait.
Put that through. Yeah, it won't be a year.
7 months.
But at least I know the sheriff.
It'll be 4 or 5 months.
Well, unless they do manage to get semi-automatic rifles considered NFA, in which case it could be several decades.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. That's like the talk about.
Oh, it'll happen.
I don't think it will.
Don't kid yourself. It's going to happen.
Jay, just look at how the politics went. They were talking about, oh, there's resounding support for a new assault weapons ban. And as soon as legislation got drafted, suddenly, like, all of the support dried up immediately. And the same thing is going to go every time they actually float a bill and people can read it and see how it'll impact their lives. Suddenly that, you know, that idealistic thing of, I mean, let's face it. Most gunnies out there aren't gunnies. They're just people who own, they got a shotgun in a closet. They got a 1911 stuffed in a sock drawer. They got an old revolver. And when people talk about background checks and licensing and mandatory training and banning of semi-automatic rifles and magazines that hold more than X, Y, and Z, yada, 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 they go, yeah, that that sounds like it makes sense. Because, you know, if you're a fair weather follower and you don't know much about anything, you know, it does make sense. I mean, you know, trust me, I was from that side and it made perfect sense to me until I was in possession of the facts. And that's the whole thing, is then as soon as a bill goes through, thanks to the internet, people immediately will start saying, all right, you'll be a criminal if you do this. You'll be a criminal if you do that. If you own this, you're going to have to do X, Y, and Z to keep from going to jail. And people suddenly go, oh, that's bullshit. I ain't going to support that. And the support dries up. Well, and that's the reason why they're not talking about semi-auto bans anymore, because they actually released text of a bill, and people went, fuck that noise.
Well, look what they did. Look what they did in Colorado and Maryland and Connecticut in order to pass what got passed.
Yep.
And even New York.
And in 2014, when none of those legislators are voted out, you're going to send them a big fucking clear message. Go right ahead.
Well, yeah, but see, here's the thing: is they can only do that shit where they have an overwhelming majority, and
Colorado,
they can control it. Well, they do in Colorado,
Maryland,
they do, and Connecticut, they do. Any of these blue states are going to wind up like that, and the battle's going to wind up being in the courts. Because and they're going to do it. They're just. I'm sorry, Bradley. Go ahead.
I think the courts will defend us just from what the courts have been saying recently. You know, Miller says military style weapons are protected. It's a short barrel shotgun was protected, but that serial number was an issue. So that was Miller's problem. Now we've got Heller, which says you do have an individual right at the federal level, and you've got McDonald telling the states, going, no, under the 14th, it's incorporated, knock it the hell off. So, you know, hey.
Well, you've also got a court in Illinois saying, telling the state of Illinois they have to allow concealed carry.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, that's kind of a big deal. So, you know, this stuff that, you know, they passed, like, this law in Connecticut and Maryland where they pull shenanigans to get it passed, and in Colorado where the Democrats have an overwhelming majority and just said, fuck you, we're going to do whatever we want, and we don't care, because, you know, they figure they're safe and don't have to worry about it.
I mean, that is another factor to bring in, as I 100% agree with Bradley, is this all comes down to the courts. This is essentially a state saying, well, as a state, we want to say that we can own slaves.
Right. That's exactly, you know, what it is.
And all of that. But let's face it, is just before McDonald went through, there was a ruling in Massachusetts where someone was charged with having a gun that wasn't locked up properly. And the court actually pretty much had an open statement, and I would have bet money that the moment McDonald went through, our safe storage law would have vanished immediately, because essentially they said, nope, we can do this because the Heller ruling isn't incorporated into the states. But then the moment it was incorporated in the states, nothing happened here in Massachusetts.
Yep,
it's illegal. And it's bad,
right?
But doesn't mean they ain't gonna do it, because again,
well, somebody's gonna have. There's two ways to do that. You can sue to stop the implementation of the law if the court lets you, right? Like they tried to do with Obamacare, where they sued to try to stop it.
Right.
Or you can be arrested for violating it and sue, and because it's unconstitutional that way. I mean, that's really the only two options, and if you don't get it to sue when the law is passed, or basically sue to prevent implementation of the law, then really the only option is to get to, you know, have a test case, and, you know,
which again, now is a good time to have Alan Gura as a drinking buddy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, absolutely, worst case scenario, I'll just go back and get hired on as an assistant armory officer, or, you know, range safety officer, and not have to apply to the laws to the lower non-police enforcement people.
Or you could get drunk with Alan Gura, which is considerably more fun.
It is, trust me.
That does sound like a lot better plan.
Oh, God, you have no idea.
Especially when he starts playing lightsabers with Chance.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Oh, you know what? We need to wrap it up.
Do we have any more callers?
Yeah, okay. we got MDev. Let me get him on. Thanks for calling.
I'll get MDev on. Brad Bradley, thanks for calling.
And we'll get MDev, and then we'll hang up. We'll be done. Hey, MDev.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing all right.
Hey, MDev.
We couldn't leave without our weekly MDev.
Well, I know, especially because I had to cancel on you guys last week. I had drama in every direction last week. It just was not a good week. So I actually just wanted to real quick hit the topic about the 15-year-old girl testifying. My theory on it is, yes, she's a kid. It looks like she chose to speak in front of that venue. I'm fine with her speaking, but she's open to the same criticism as anybody else.
Amen. You know what
I
mean?
I don't think she should have gotten any extra media attention. I don't think we should make her our quote unquote poster child, but you know, I'm all for her being eloquent in that chamber, but then we get to evaluate it on the same basis as I would anybody else.
Absolutely.
Well, all right.
You know what I mean? I guess that's if you step into an adult world, you get treated like an adult. If you perform well in that, good. You know, I guess that's the way I kind of look at it.
Is that kind of like where they take a teenager that murders someone and try them as an adult?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's obviously the opposite end of it. But because here's what I'm afraid of: if you tell that 15-year-old, you know, you can't do this, she'll never come back when she's 18 or 19 and passionate about something. You know what I mean? Like, if you tell her, oh, no, honey, let the adults speak for you instead, then you've lost a good advocate. You know, you've lost somebody who's passionate and eloquent and, you know, dare I say, you might have lost the next Brita.
Yeah,
but you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying.
Sure.
It's like, let's not turn away potential allies, because the flip side of this is you can look at what's happening in the hunting community, because that community is dying out literally because dads aren't taking their kids hunting. You know what I mean? And they're going to start losing rights because their advocates are, you know, 65 and older, and
I don't. I don't think it's so much that dads aren't taking their kids hunting, but it's just that there's a lot of people that, I mean, there's still an urbanization effect going on, in this country.
Well, that might be why the dads aren't taking them. I agree.
You know,
I mean, it's just not a pastime that's being passed on, I guess, is what I'm
Well,
hearing.
Plus, you know, frankly, in a lot of any inner cities, there aren't any dads to take their kids.
and you know what? Part of it is we're our own worst enemies, because a couple of the guys I hunt with who are older guys freaked out when I told them, oh, yeah, I'm ordering a 300 blackout upper for my AR because I want that to be my deer rifle. You know, there's still a lot of FUDs in that group, too.
Yep.
300 you know? Blackout's an awesome deer rifle.
It's a phenomenal deer rifle, you know. But, you know, there's a certain contingent that says, oh, my gosh, it's an evil black rifle. That's no good in the field.
Just so you know, a 308 FAL is a way better deer rifle, you fucking biker.
Oh, obviously. Well, hey, being that the last time, you know what, the last time I hunted, I used my Mosin. So
there you go.
You barbecued the deer at the same time.
Actually, I got a question for you. Since you actually hunted with a Mosin, how did you carry it? Did you carry it with an empty chamber, or did you actually use the Mosin safety?
No, I went empty chamber. I didn't carry my truck winch to pull that safety back.
Well, also, I'm gonna say, you know, I only had it happen once, but that was enough to get me to never ever want to do it again. Was I actually had a Mosin bolt completely disassemble itself into my hands when I attempted to engage a safety on range. And I turned the safety, and suddenly the whole fucking cocking mechanism and everything came out in my hand. And I just went, how the fuck did did that just happen?
Well, the rifle's safe now. Can't you?
It sure was.
No,
except I was taking on fire.
As far as I'm concerned, on that setup, the bolt handle is the safety. If I want it unsafe, the bolt goes to the rear.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Thanks for calling, MDev.
Thanks for calling, MDev.
All right. Talk to you folks next week, and I'm sure we'll have all new drama to talk about.
Eesh. All right. Bye. Well, that was an interesting show. Maybe we'll have to find something else to whip up the drama llama on next week, because apparently that's what it takes to get people to call in.
That's right.
Next week's topic, Jay thinks he's white people.
Obviously, that's not true.
That's right.
Have you seen him?
Hey, have you seen Jay's neighborhood? I'll just have to say they're all Italians.
It's our little ghetto.
It's a little Italy.
It's bigger than Little Italy in Cleveland.
The moment you turn into Jay Street, just roll down your window and all you'll smell is marinara sauce.
Every Wednesday, all you can hear is Anthony! little Ginzo kids running around the neighborhood going home for pasta. Ma!
Don't worry, I'm not racist. Jay's my friend.
I know one of them.
Oh, Lord. On that note, good night, Internet.
Good night, Internet.
I love you, Internet.
Bye, y'all.
I just think of you as a friend, Internet.
All right.
I'll call you in the morning.